makes perfect, and they told me nobody's perfect, so then I stopped practicing. Next week, I'm going to have an MRI to find out whether or not I have claustrophobia. Sometimes when I'm over someone's house and no one's in the kitchen, I like to write things on that to-do list they have on the refrigerator. Memorize distances to all other planets. Adopt baby, then sell on black market. You ever notice when a house burns down, the only thing left standing is the fireplace and the chimney? How's that for evidence?
Says it on the screen. I knew what day it was. It is Thursday, right? It's May 2th. All right. Saturday, May 4th, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. I think we have to check with Brett Hoffman over at Marcus, but I believe that they are doing a big Star Wars thing. I got to check with them. They're doing something Star Wars. I know that. Looks like a cloudy day today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 60. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 55. Becoming sunny tomorrow with a high near 55. Saturday and Sunday, sunny with a high near 62. So you guys are supposed to have a good weekend. That's always good. I like that. Currently right now, sunny 52 degrees. We've got the Brewers not playing today, but they will be in Chicago to take on the Cubs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here on WRJN. 12:45 each day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Brewers in Chicago at Wrigley to take on the Cubbies. And that should be fun. 3 days in a row. All right. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning, we have 6th District Alderman Sandy Widener is going to be here. She's got a whole list of things to talk about. So we'll hear what Sandy has to say. Sandy Widener, she's your 6th District Alderman here in Racine. And I have a little bit of history on Sandy. I'm going to get a little bit of history, when she started, where she grew up, all this kind of stuff. I like to find out about people's history because it's always fun to find out where people came from. You know, you find out a lot about people, how they became what they became, just by their upbringing. You know, when I watch Dateline a lot in 2020, they always do a little backstory on the person who was either the victim or the assailant. And it's always interesting to see their background, and you know how they got to where they got to. Like Jeffrey Dahmer, did you ever hear his background? Hurting animals when he was a little kid. So you know where he came from. You know where that got to. But a lot of these, you know, killers that I see on Dateline, bad parents and bad upbringing and just a horrible life. And that's, they, you know, had nothing to live for. So they went out and did naughty things. Anyway, it's 611 WRJN Radio. Let's see what's coming up in the month of May. Here are some things to look forward to this month. In sports, we've got the NBA and NHL playoffs continuing. The Kentucky Derby is this Saturday. I didn't know that. The Preakness coming up on May 18th. When are the Belmont Stakes? Do they come up this month? The PGA Championship golf starts May 16th. The French Open in tennis starts on the 20th. And the Indianapolis 500 is May 26th. I always loved the Indy 500. I used to be the biggest race car fan, follow NASCAR, Indy races. I always loved the Indy 500. In movies, we've got The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt opening wide this Friday. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes arrives a week later, along with the Amy Winehouse biopic Back to Black. John Krasinski, his kids' movie, If, hits theaters on the 17th of this month. It's hard to believe he was Jim on The Office. He's become a really big, powerful director in Hollywood. But it was on The Office. The new Garfield movie with Chris Pratt opens up wide on May 24th, along with, am I saying this right? Furiosa, a Mad Max saga on the same day. Finally, we've got the big holidays coming up this month. Cinco de Mayo is this Sunday. Mother's Day on the 12th. You better circle that one with, you know, two red pens. And Memorial Day is coming up on the 27th. Also, Star Wars Day, we mentioned, this Saturday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Teacher Appreciation Day is on the 7th. You know, Teacher Appreciation Day should be all year long. You know, I could picture every single one of my teachers in my head. There's not one teacher I can't picture. You tell me the grade, and I'll tell you every teacher I had in that grade. And that's how important they were to me. I learned so much from all my teachers. I was very fortunate to have a good batch. There's only one teacher that I didn't get along with. I got along with her. She didn't get along with me. Ms. Bush, my 7th grade English teacher. It's the only time in my life I got a D on my report cards. Of course, my mother wanted to run down there and find out what was going on. And Ms. Bush said, your son and I have a personality conflict. I was in 7th grade. I was 12 years old. 13, 12 years old, I was in a personality conflict. Never had it with any one of my teachers in all the years I went to school, but Ms. Bush and I had a personality conflict. So she said, I didn't have any with her. And she just said she couldn't get along with me. And my mother said, okay. Now, instead of taking me out of the class, moving me to another class, she left me there. Now, Ms. Bush, that year, if you want to know what Ms. Bush looked like, I know what you're picturing. Some old woman with a shawl, gray, white hair, glasses on the tip of her nose, and a long dress with big black orthopedic shoes. Is that what you're thinking of when I think of Miss Bush? Well, now think of this. In the teacher production they do each year, she played Daisy May. That's what she looked like. She wore the short shirt and the hot pants, and she was Daisy May. So she was hardly that woman I described the first time. But we had a personality conflict. So she said. So Teacher Appreciation Day, and I still appreciate Miss Bush, wherever she may be, is on the 7th. National Eat What You Want Day. There's my favorite holiday. On the 11th, of course, that's really Eat What You Want Day is every day for me. National Mimosa Day. That's the drink, by the way. National Mimosa Day on the 16th. Armed Forces Day on the 18th. And National Hamburger Day. It's on my birthday, May 28th. All right, I'll get a hamburger on that day. How's that? So those are the big days coming up in the month of May. Now, I don't know if you saw this. I think we may have mentioned this. The winner of this month's $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot came forward. If there's anybody more deserving, I don't know who. Because this guy, he was a tiny guy. You know, tiny by my, I'm 6'3", so he looked small to me. And he looked a little sickly. And the reason is, turns out he's a 46-year-old immigrant from Laos who's been battling cancer for the past 8 years. He said he is now so relieved to know that when the worst happens, and it will, his family's going to be taken care of, and he'll use the money to get medical care for himself for his last days or whatever, however long he has left. I was teary-eyed when I heard this guy talk. Finally, there's somebody who's not going to waste the money on frivolous things. He's taking care of his family because he knows he doesn't have that much time left. But good for him. Good for him for that's what he wants to use the money for. Get teary-eyed thinking about it. All right, pretty weird when we vacation in 2024. Our top concern is what's happening everywhere else but where we are. A new poll found the number one perfect hotel must have fast Wi-Fi. 70% of travelers said it's essential to them enjoying their trip. So the top 10 things for to make a perfect hotel, Wi-Fi, number one, fast Wi-Fi, a king-size bed, a smart TV, attractions nearby, a restaurant in the building, a fitness center, yeah, like you're really going to use that, huh? Online check-in and check-out, a personal hot tub, a personal bathtub, yeah, that community bathtub over at the Ritz Hotel, put a damper on things, at a spa. Now, one reason they say we want good Wi-Fi is to check in on work. One in four people said they do work on vacation to save their vacation days. Notice what's not on the list. Out of all the must things for a perfect hotel, cleanliness. Never made the list. We don't care. I don't care if it's filthy. I don't care if there are bed bugs. I don't care if the locks don't work, the windows are broken, the air conditioner doesn't work. Does it have fast Wi-Fi? That's all I want to know. Hero news. Where do you hear this? This happened earlier this month. A school bus driver, actually, probably April. A school bus driver here in Wisconsin had a medical issue and passed out behind the wheel, but an eighth grader named A.C. Holland immediately took charge. He got her foot off the gas, pulled the bus over, called 911. So everyone, including the passengers on the bus, were safe. He saved them all, including the bus driver. Now, she was awake by the time help got there. This kid is 12 years old, 12 or 13, well, eighth grader, 13 years old. He took charge and parked the bus so no one would get hurt. That's a hero. This kid here, A.C. Holland from Wisconsin. Doesn't say we're in Wisconsin. I can look that one up. And finally, this break here, a fun fact. Walt Disney invented more than Mickey Mouse. We know he did Mickey Mouse, Goofy, Pluto, all those. He did invent enclosed garbage cans to keep Disneyland from smelling bad. Until that point, public trash cans were just wire mesh, didn't block any garbage smell. But Disney, he fixed that with an enclosed garbage pail. And every time you have a garbage pail that's enclosed, thank Walt Disney for that. 619 WRJN, cloudy today, chance of showers, thunderstorms, highs near 60 right now. Sunny, 52 degrees at Hometown Radio. Refreshed.
Our days disappear all too soon. But I've wandered much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find my way back to the wood. So help me if you can. I've got to get back to the house at book quarter by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. All the clouds from the sky.
Chase the clouds away.
Back to the days of Christopher Robin Hood.
Winnie the Pooh doesn't know what to do. Got a honey jar stuck on his nose.
He came to me asking help and advice. From here, no one knows where he goes. So I sent him to ask of the owl that he's there, how to loosen a jar from the nose of a bear. Help me if you can. I've got to get back to the house and book on by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to do. Chase all the clouds from the sky.
Chase all
Winnie the Pooh is in the public domain now, so they put out this movie last year called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, a horror movie starring Winnie the Pooh and all of the characters. I have never seen it. I have never seen anyone. I've never met anyone who's seen it, so I got to talk. Nell Minow's going to be in next week, and we're going to talk about all the new summer movies. I got to ask her if she saw that movie, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
It's hard to explain how a few precious things seem to follow through out all our lives. After all said and done, I was watching my son sleeping there with my bear by his side. So I tucked him in, I kissed him, and as I was gone, I swear that old bear whispered, "Boy, welcome home. Believe me if you can, I've finally come back to the house in the corner by one. And what do you know? There's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive."
And by the way, I guess Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, this is great business. There's actually Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2 coming out. I gotta ask Nell Minow if she ever saw that. I mean, a horror movie based on... And by the way, a lot of those characters now, like, I don't know, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, are falling into the public domain. So people will be able to do whatever they want with those characters. And that can't be good. Now, the original characters that Disney, you know, made up for their movies, you know, even the Hunchback of Notre Dame, Pocahontas, these are all characters that are in the public domain. Anybody can do what they want with them. Hercules and... Now Winnie the Pooh. Mickey Mouse is in the public domain. Now, not the Mickey Mouse you see in, you know, the current Mickey Mouse you see, you know, on whatever, in cartoons. The original Mickey Mouse from Steamboat Willie is in the public domain. So anybody can draw that mouse now and make a cartoon out of it. But it's got to be the original Mickey Mouse, the one that looked like a rodent. You ever see that one? Yeah, he looked like a real... So he should be stepping on a mouse trap. It didn't look like the friendly Mickey Mouse we see today. Hey, now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN big deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Just log on to WRJN.com, click on the big deals tab, and find savings at B&L Office Furniture, Tony Chan's Chinese Restaurant, The Lanes on 20, Marcy's on Main, Racine Youth Sports, The Peach Cobbler Factory, Fred's Burgers, ooh, I'm hungry, Personal Touch by Julie Florists, Lee's Deli, Blue River CrossFit Programs, Great Food at Dogs and Cream, Happy Eight Collectibles, Warren Eye Care, and Von Hassel Jewelers. Whoa, look for the big deals at WRJN.com. Just check that tab on the pull-down tab, and you'll see big deals. Click on it. Save 30 to 50%. If you're going to buy some of these things, you might as well save 30 to 50%. If you go out, you know, for the weekend to get burgers and stuff. Great food at Dogs and Cream. Fred's Burgers. You like bowling? Lanes on 20. You might as well save big. Flowers. The Personal Touch by Julie. Might as well save big. The way to do it. Big deals from WRJN.com. So check it out. We're always adding more to the list. We just added B&L. Office Furniture was just added yesterday. B&L Office Furniture. So they're new. And we keep adding to them. It's a good way to save, you know. If you can save 30 to 50%, why wouldn't you do it? My wife is the biggest saver of coupons and deals. And she's always looking for those things. And we spend money where we save money. So try it. All right, Mother's Day is coming up this month. We mentioned a lot of moms will go out to dinner for Mother's Day without you. 31% of moms want to dine out with friends. 21% want a date night without their kids. And 10% may dine solo. She wants to have a great night without you. Now, does that mean the husband or the kids? I don't know. All right, Skittles has announced a new promotion. They're offering one person the chance to live in a tiny Manhattan apartment for free for a year. The decor is intense, though. Yeah, get ready. Colorful and Skittles-themed decor. Here are the specifics. It's a tiny 353-square-foot apartment with one bathroom not far from Midtown Manhattan. Now, even at that size, a free year is huge. Rent is huge in Manhattan. I don't care if you're living in a closet. Rent is huge in Manhattan. The building also offers a fitness center, a roof deck, an outdoor grill, a laundry room, and bike storage. Your lease would run from June 15th of this year through May 14th of 2025. Check out online. Register. Live in Manhattan in a small little tiny apartment. But still, it's Manhattan. I mean, it's really expensive to live there. All right, here's something I'm sorry I found out. You know, I'm going to tell you this. But once I tell you, I cannot untell you. When movie credits say no animals were harmed during filming, that only means intentional harm on camera. That's what that means. It's intentional. Doesn't mean that animals weren't hurt or died accidentally on set. I always thought that meant not one animal ever got hurt during the making of this movie. Now I find out that's not what it means. I told you. Once I tell you, I can't untell you. A swarm of bees delayed Tuesday night's Dodgers-Diamondbacks game for 2 hours. The beekeeper they brought in to get rid of the bees got a standing ovation. He removed the bees and then got to throw out the first pitch. Hey, maybe there's hope for me. The Buffalo Bills drafted a guy who never played a single snap of football in his life. His name is Travis Clayton. He's a professional rugby player from the UK. They want him on the offensive line. Just when I thought there was hope for me. I guess not. A poll found our favorite adult beverages to order on planes: vodka drinks, whiskey drinks, wine, and mimosas. And the airlines can't understand how people get drunk and cause a ruckus on their flights. Keep serving them booze. We'll figure it out. 629 WRJN. Sunny right now. 52 degrees in Racine. Beautiful.
Stay in school. Tell that to LeBron James. Hey, LeBron, screw the 90 million. Brush up on your biology. They're hypocrites. If the NBA weren't hypocrites and they really wanted to promote staying in school, at the All-Star game, instead of a slam dunk contest, hold a spelling bee for the player. Be more fun to watch, I guarantee. What'd be more fun to watch, a basketball player dunking again or Stephon Marbury trying to spell receipt? Or Wednesday, or one of those tricky words. I know what you're saying. Art, you're the hypocrite. You can't spell receipt or Wednesday. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not telling kids to stay at school either.
All around me, and so the feeling grows.
37 of WRNGN Radio. Hometown Radio, we're pressed to Civic Media Station in 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the legendary frequency of 1400 AM WRJN. Looking for a cloudy day today. Showers and thunderstorms a possibility. Highs near 60. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 55. Becoming sunny tomorrow with a high near 55 and a beautiful weekend. Sunny both days with a high near 62. No Brewers game today, but Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Brewers are going to Chicago to take on the Cubbies. 12:45 p.m. each day right here on WRJN. Right now, it's sunny and 52 degrees. I do love it. Coming up, Sandy Whitener, who is the 16th Aldermanic Alderman District. What am I speaking about here? She's the Alderman for the 16th District in Racine. What did I say? 16th? 6th! What am I thinking about? The 6th District Alderman in Racine. Sandy Widener will be in studio. If you have a question for Sandy, you can text us, 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. And now if there's a lot of them, I'll try to get to, as many as I can. But there's, no guarantee we're going to get to them. But I will try. I promise you, I will try. Dave and Buster's is adding a gambling feature to their app. So you'll be able to bet on arcade games with your friends. For example, you could put down $5 on a game of skee-ball. They're rolling it out the next few months at all 223 locations. You need to be a loyalty member because they're running it through their new feature on their app. You have to be over 18 to bet. You can bet there now? And a 40-year-old drunken idiot was arrested after kicking a bison in the leg at Yellowstone National Park. The bison fought back, put the man in the hospital. I guess you learn a lesson and get what you deserve in life, huh? I guess so. Let's take a look at the news headlines this morning, too. Stuart J. Waddles, our news director, is keeping an eye on everything for us. The Borealis starts running next month. Amtrak has added additional train service for Wisconsin. The new train routes run between Chicago and Minneapolis-St. Paul, with two trains operating daily to connect Milwaukee, Columbus, Portage, the Wisconsin Dells, Toma, and La Crosse, departing in the morning from Milwaukee and during midday from the Twin Cities. The new service, named the Borealis Line, is set to commence on May 21st. Homicide charges for the Racine man accused of shooting and killing his brother-in-law have been dropped. Court records show Ronnie Hansen is in the clear after the Racine County District Attorney reviewed the case and found that Hansen shot in self-defense. It's reported Hansen's brother-in-law had him in a headlock and that he couldn't breathe when he fired the gun last fall. There'll be some traffic impacts due to the bunch of runners this weekend in Kenosha. The Wisconsin Marathon is Saturday, and the race course starts and ends in the city of Kenosha. A portion of the marathon course travels into Pleasant Prairie, along the lakeshore in the Carroll Beach area. People living along the course that hugs the lakeshore will still be able to get to their homes, but there'll be closures from 7 a.m. through early afternoon. Those are the stories Stuart J. Waddles is keeping an eye on today. Plus, if you listen throughout the day, you'll hear more from Stuart on the top and the bottom of the hour. He's always watching things for us, keeping an eye out, reporting on everything around. Also, I want to remind you that if you want to hear the news from anywhere and across the state, from Hayward to Racine, wherever, you can check out WRJN.com. Civic Media's Daily News Roundup podcast gives you what you need to know in your community. And it's right there at WRJN.com. Find the banner at the top of our page, not the Facebook page. This is the website page, WRJN.com. To hear your Civic Media Local News Roundup podcast, news from across the entire state of Wisconsin. That's what Civic Media is doing for you. Isn't that nice? And finally, coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Remember the emergency slide that fell off that airplane in flight? Remember that the other day? The emergency slide just fell off? All right, well, they found it. A lawyer found it. He was already suing Boeing when he discovered the missing Delta 767 emergency slide washed up near his home. I guess you can add that to the lawsuit. How the music business has changed. Sarah Evans, who, by the way, will be at the Wisconsin State Fair Sarah Evans is appearing with, let me just make sure I got this right, yeah, the Brothers Osborne. We'll give away tickets to that. So she'll be in town here. But anyway, Sarah Evans had Martina McBride on her podcast recently, and they both lamented how hard it was to break into the music industry these days. Sarah said she feels bad for musicians who now need, quote, 1 million followers before a label will even take a look at them. Whoa. Wow, that's something, huh? Showbiz news. You can check out more photos online of Christian Bale as Frankenstein's monster in Maggie Gyllenhaal's The Bride. Unfortunately, you won't be able to see it in theaters until October 2025. Everybody thinks that Boris Karloff played Frankenstein. No, he played Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein was the doctor. Rachel McAdams and Lindsay Lohan supposedly interested in making a Mean Girls sequel. All right, that's showbiz news for you this morning. Here's a fun fact for you. About 2 million years ago, there was a species of rodents that were as big as a hippopotamus. Whoa! Imagine setting a trap for that behind the refrigerator. A famous Canadian hunter named Francis Wharton shot a deer in the late 1960s, and he didn't have any teeth. So he made dentures out of the deer's own teeth and used them to eat. Oh, I got to see a picture of that. I have to see what that looks like. All right. What do you do to wake yourself up when you've got low energy? A new survey found the top three things are drinking coffee, going for a walk, drinking water. One of the less common moves people do is slapping themselves in the face, but it does work, by the way. All right. Someone named all the squirrels in their yard. How bored are you to have to do this? Named all the squirrels in their yard and gave them backstories. A woman who loves Oreos now removes the cream and hoards a huge ball of it. And one person admitted to watching shows and arguing about the plot with an imaginary friend. Boy, are we bored these days, eh? How much will it cost you to own a dog or cat? Almost as much as sending a kid through college. A study found pets cost an average of $111 a month, and since pets live an average of 10 years, that's $13,320 total. Well, maybe not as much as a kid going to college. But you know what? That $13,000, worth every single penny. I would pay double to take care of my animals. Oh, that's not a lot of money to take care of somebody you love, a family member. A list of annoying things about TV. All right, here's the list. People walking away from food and drinks without touching them. That happens all the time. When I used to watch The Bachelor, they sat down for this dinner, like a candlelight dinner. Just before he, you know, kicked someone off the show, he sat down with a candlelight dinner. They never touched the food. They never ate them. I found out later on the staff, you know, the crew would eat the food. But they made this beautiful dinner and they never touched it. You know why? It's not pleasant watching somebody chew. All right. Nobody going to the bathroom. You never see that on TV, although you have seen it on TV a few times in recent years. But you don't see them, obviously. You just know they went to the bathroom. What was the first TV show ever to show a toilet bowl? Do you remember what the first TV show was? What do you think? It was Friends, Seinfeld, All in the Family? Nope. It was Leave it to Beaver. Leave it to Beaver. Wally and Beaver were in the bathroom, and you got to see the toilet bowl in the background. First show ever to do it. Now you know. Let's see here. How about precaps? When you sit down to watch a show, why do the first several minutes have to be a montage of scenes you're about to watch? I find it's just the opposite. I don't like when I'm watching like a Dateline or especially 2020. They come back from the commercial break and they review the entire show up to that point every single time. And it's really, you know, pain in the butt to have to sit through that every time. All right, what else I got for you here? Recaps. They always have to recap everything. All right, let's see here. A list of people who were plucked from obscurity to become celebrities. Not everybody was born famous. You know, some people actually had to work at it. Jennifer Lawrence, discovered as a 14-year-old while vacationing in New York City with her family. A scout for a modeling company spotted her. And by the end of the summer, she was cast in a TV pilot. That had to sound like a scam, though. You know, doesn't it sound like it might have been a scam? Somebody come out, hey, I'm going to make you a star. Yeah, just give me a couple of $1,000. Chris Pratt. He's got a new movie coming out. I think Garfield. He was discovered by Tommy Chong's daughter, Ray Dawn Chong, while waiting tables at the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. And Charlize Theron was struggling to pay the rent. And one day, at a bank, she was going nuts on a teller because she refused to cash her out-of-state check. The guy gave her his card. He was a talent manager. And the rest is history. You never know. What are two questions you should ask in a job interview? And it has nothing to do with money. What the company will look like in a year, because it makes it seem like you care about what they do and you have plans to stay around. And what do I need to accomplish in my first 3 months? Because it plants the idea that you could make a big impact immediately. Yeah, people, oh, how about vacation and money? No, don't talk about that. A new study came, oh, by the way, you should talk about that. When I went to work at this radio station in Atlanta, WSB, big radio station, I was on my lunch break from a station I worked at, and wait, hear this. And I went down to WSB to take a tour, and they said, "How'd you like to work for us? We know you're working at that station down the block, but how'd you like to work for us?" Yeah, I was like in my early 20s, working at the biggest state, one of the biggest stations in America. Sure, I said, "Yeah, I'll do that." So I went in there, and I was so excited, I was about to say yes to anything, like when Kramer on Seinfeld was offered free latte and life for life plus, and he said, "I'll take it." He was about to get like $100,000. Anyway, they said, "You come to work for us. It's a 5-day work week, not like where you are, where you work 6 days a week. It's a 5-day work week." And they said, "I'll take it." I didn't know when I took it, the 5 days were Wednesday through Sunday. So maybe you should ask. I didn't know. I thought five-day work week, Monday through Friday. Nope, Wednesday through Sunday. When I found that out, I already signed the agreement papers and I took the job. How did I not ask? 649 WRJN coming up. Coming up in a few minutes at 7 o'clock. 6th District Alderman Sandy Whitener is going to be here. Should be a lot of fun.
Life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second.
at 653 WRGN Radio, hometown radio, refreshed, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the legendary 1400 AM, which has been like that since, well, 1926. So we're coming up to our 100th anniversary in 2 years. 100 years? Wow. There are probably people who are that old in Racine that can remember when we first went on the air. We've got to get a hold of those people. Fast, because you never know how long they're going to be around. Coming up next week, our series continues, our WRJN Historical Marker Series. We're looking at the history of this radio station for the last 98 years at this point. And Chris Morrow is going to be our guest. He was here. He's here now as our station manager. He was here when he was a teenager back in the 70s. He worked for Jim Sorensen, who we had on the air a few weeks ago. So we're going to get a little rundown of what it was like when he was a teenager here, and now he's an old man. So we'll get a rundown on that. That's coming up. All right, new study came up with a bunch of stats when Americans are driving angry. They analyzed more than 65,000 Instagram posts that use the hashtag road rage. Here they are. Road rage peaks around 6 p.m. at night, and it's the second worst at 5 p.m. There's more road rage in the month of August than any other month of the year. July is second. April and May are the least. You never know it. I'll talk about that in just a moment. Friday, the most road rage of any day. Sunday, the least. And Hawaii has more road rage than any other state by far. Hawaii, that they're all mellowed out with those flower shirts. California second. New York is third. New York is third. I used to drive around Manhattan. Let me tell you something. I told you the story yesterday. My dad... we're driving in Manhattan. I was a teenager. I went to work with him one day, and we're driving around Manhattan. He was checking some jobs, and a cab driver cut him off, and he took the ice pop he was eating and threw it at the cab. Right, hit the smash the window, the side window of the cab with the ice pop. Good move, Dad. According to a survey, the most popular mom-isms that moms use on their kids are, because I said so. Don't worry, everything will be okay, and you'll always be my baby. We have a comic. We do the comedy bit, top and bottom of the hour. He did one on momisms. I got to find that and play it for you. It's really funny. It's really good. Anyway, I'll do that. I meant to tell you this when we were talking about the road rage. When I come in the morning, it's like a quarter after five, and I'm driving on the road. Coming down 16th Street, invariably, there's always somebody who's on my bumper. They're always on my bumper with their lights right against my car. And you can see they're impatient because they didn't plan and they're late for work. And they try to pass me. But on 16th Street, you can actually park on the street. So what they'll do is they'll try to pass me. And since it's dark, they'll drive up and they'll realize there's a car in that lane. Now they got to jam on the brakes. Now they're angry because they didn't get by me. And now they're like revving their engine behind me. And I'm going 30 miles an hour because that's the speed limit. And I always follow the law. And they're impatient. And then they finally get around me when I make the left turn onto Lathrop. And they're like, vroom, running in the car just to show me they're ticked off. You know, this all can be avoided if you just leave 5 minutes earlier in the morning. And you get up 5 minutes early. You don't goof off in the house. You don't watch, you know, TV. That's why TV's no good for you. You watch TV in the morning. You should never do that. Okay, now I get that out of my system. According to a study, when you smile in a picture... makes you look an average of a year older than you really are. I know. You don't want to do a frown either. But if you look surprised in a photo, it shaves off 2 years. Yeah, I think it does. If you could eat something every day without suffering any consequences, what would it be? All right, these are the top answers in a new poll. Pizza, burgers, ice cream, Mexican food, chocolate, carbs, fries, donuts, cakes, and chips. I'm going to add chocolate pudding and Little Debbie cakes to that. Now, obviously, you say, well, you can't eat that every day. Remember the premise, though. You can eat it every day with no consequences. See? That's the trick here. Wouldn't that be great just to eat everything whenever you feel like it and you'd never gain an ounce? Your teeth wouldn't fall out from all the sweets. Wouldn't that just be great? All right, here's a fun fact for you. Kind of odd, but true. Ever worried about your Social Security number getting out of hand and somebody getting their hands on it? The most abused Social Security number ever was used in fraud at least 40,000 different times. It belonged to a secretary at a wallet company. Back in 1938, Social Security cards were new, and the secretary's boss wanted people to see, you know, how they looked in a wallet. So he took hers. So every one of the wallets came out with a sample Social Security card inside with her number on it. We used to have a radio lotto machine here. We used to bring out on broadcast to the state fair and everything. This is back in the 90s. And every time you played the game, you had to put your social security number in there. I can't believe people did it. I would never do it. All right. 6th District Alderman Sandy Widener is here. She's in studio now, and she will be talking to us. We'll have a conversation with her in just a moment at WRJ. Stay right where you are.